Welcome to Tarot Tuesdays. I'm your host, Rochia Roach, and I'm so happy you joined me today. We have an awesome show waiting for you today. We will be discussing the history of tarot. I found this very interesting article on tarot that I want to discuss with you all today. It may be better fitted for What the Fuckery Friday, but we're going to include it in Tarot Tuesday this week. In addition to that, the oracles have an awesome treat waiting for the listeners today. The oracles have provided a message for the collectives using the Black Moon Astrology cards and a pick-a-card reading. So we will go through and read those messages from the oracle throughout our discussion today. But before we get started, we must take a quick commercial break. So while we're on that break, meditate on the numbers 1, 2, and 3, and let your guides help you identify the cards or cards that have a message for waiting for you today. Welcome back to Tarot Tuesdays. So, in our podcast today, we're going to be talking a little bit about the history of tarot. But before we begin to talk about tarot, I wanted to know that I came across an article that stated that tarot is actually making a comeback and we can contribute this to the millennials. What the article stated was that the millennials are increasingly turning to tarot in a bid to help them navigate through the pressures of social media and technology and the world in general. So today, I thought it would be very interesting to discuss the history of tarot. As we look back in history, tarot is one of the oldest forms of fortune telling. Yet, what most people do not know is that before the tarot cards were used as divination tools, that they were just playing cards. Now, what is really also kind of confusing or not clear is when tarot cards began to be used as divination tools. So that timing and around that, and who exactly began to make that transition from help tarot make a transition from being used as tarot cards to divination cards is a little obscure. So there are several schools of thoughts on that. Some believe that tarot cards were used originally as playing cards by the Mamluks. Now the Mamluks were a dynasty of Muslim rulers in Egypt during the Middle Ages. They believed that from Egypt, the tarot cards then spread it over into Europe. Okay, so that's one train of thought. Some others believe that the tarot cards were actually invented in China, and then the Mamluks adopted these cards from the Chinese through some type of connection or interaction that they had with the Chinese. Then there was another school of thought that believed that the tarot deck was actually created in northern Italy during the 15th century AD. Right? But no matter the origins, the millennials and many others are helping this tarot make a comeback as they are turning to the tarot cards for advice and clarity in their day-to-day lives. So the oracles state that this is a good time to stop and do the reading for those of you who have picked card number one. We will be using the Sacred Geometry Oracle Tarot for our readings today. And this is a beautiful, beautiful deck. I use it for yin and yang readings, actually. But
For those of you who have picked card number one, that card is the Owl Raven card. Ironically, it's the Yin and the Yang card, card number seven. So this particular card is a card that talks about the unions of opposites. So when we think of opposites, sometimes we think of darkness and light. Is a great example of the union of opposites. Yin and yang are opposites in union. There has to be a balance, right? Being on the extremes of either side of things is not good, or not having enough of one thing or another is also not good, because you're not in balance, right? Together, they represent a balanced whole, each containing a piece of the other. The owl and the raven, wisdom and magic. This card suggests that a process of balancing is at work in your life. You are learning that living in opposition brings a sense of tension and dissatisfaction, and that it constructs boundaries between you and the people and the situation, circumstances in your life. This effect of separation likely has little or nothing to do with how you wish to view your life or your purpose in it. You are being asked to look at the way you are living and begin designing ways to bring yourself into balance, to bring yourself into your true nature. How will it look when the dissatisfaction is mitigated? Will you be the same person? Movement towards balancing all areas of your life will activate rejuvenation and greater joy and freedom. You must acknowledge the dark aspects within the light, but truly see your light shining through in the darkness. Welcome back to Tarot Tuesdays. This is your host, Rashia Roach, and I am so happy to be back with you all today. This is a really fun topic for me as well. So I love sharing information and providing a little bit of clarity on topics that may make people a little bit uncomfortable, but there's so much to learn if you step out of your comfort zone and embrace the unknown and things that are not common to you with an open mind and open heart. There's so much that you can learn in those situations. So we are talking about tarot today, and you know, tarot readings, for many of you that don't know, tarot readings is just a medium of fortune telling, or a way of providing guidance about the future. The tarot card deck itself has about 78 cards, and professional tarot readers use the 78 cards, or the cards that come out of the deck, for that reading to offer valuable insight into the client's question or situation. Now, depending on the question that the reader is analyzing, the reader will pull several cards and will analyze these cards and provide an answer. Now, how does the reader analyze the cards? Is it just some arbitrary ideas that the readers are coming up with. Well, there's a little method to the madness. There are many tarot readers out there that read the cards. There are some tarot readers out there that are intuitive readers. They're not, and they're just using the cards as a means to focus and guide the energy that they're reading around the individual. So, let's see how, let's talk a little bit about how the readers are deciphering the cards. Well, out of the 78 cards, there are going to be 22 cards that are considered major arcana cards. And your major arcana cards are linked to spiritual lessons and karmic importance individuals' lives. Now, there are 56 cards are minor arcana cards, and those cards talk about and deal with the tribulations and the hiccups that we face in our day-to-day life. Now, from the pack of 22 major arcana cards, there are 16 tarot court cards, and those cards represent different personality types. The minor arcana cards also include 40 cards that are divided into four suits, which with 10 cards in each showcasing various day-to-day circumstances. So you see the card decks and the individual cards within that 78 deck of cards will give the reader insight about spiritual lessons, karmic life importance, trials and tribulations, day-to-day life, personality traits, just any and facet of a situation that can be put together to build this picture, to answer this question that this individual may have posed or come into this reading to discuss. Isn't that interesting? How many of you guys knew that the tarot cards had that much detail for the type of interpretation that a professional reader can provide you? The second oracle reading. For those of you who picked card number 2, again we're reading from the Sacred Geometry Oracle deck. Your card is card 43, the hexagon. Beauty and perfection. To describe this card, we see the hexagon, and inside of the card there's three interlocking circles, and within the center circle there's a hexagon there, and then there's a circle that has the flower of life and another hexagon in it. It's just a beautiful, beautiful card. Lots of imagery here reminds me of like a honeycomb, but the hexagon, the six-sided geometry of the hexagon, speaks of structure, it speaks of function, it speaks of order. We can find beauty in the crystals and the perfections of snowflakes and the symmetry of a beehive. Beauty surrounds those of you that pick card number two. This card suggests that you focus on that beauty that's around you and seek ways to bring it more consciously into your life. Most lives are filled and overflowing with places to go, with people to see. Sometimes in our busyness, we forget to notice the beauty that surrounds us everywhere on this planet. This card is suggesting that perhaps getting out in nature, maybe walking in the woods or in a park, is in order. It suggests that you move more deliberately, allowing all of your senses to become aware of the perfection that surrounds you in nature. Take the time to listen to the birds, to smell the scent of the forest. This may be the perfect day to gather your family for a visit or a walk in the park. Perhaps you would want to stop and buy some flowers or smell some flowers or bring flowers into your home that would allow cheer and calm to vibrate within the air. You can also go out and purchase some crystals and place them where you will notice them every day just to remind you in your fast-paced life to take time to appreciate this beauty and appreciate the perfection in God's creations. Welcome back. Let's continue our discussion on the tarot and millenniums. You know, over time, what we're seeing is that more and more people are shifting their focus from organized religion to spirituality, and we see this especially in the millenniums. You know, millenniums' interest in creative and expressive means of spirituality is much more than something to hashtag. We're seeing that psychic service industries are growing at skyrocketing speeds. Tarot reading, spirituality, astrology are gaining more and more popularity amongst the younger generations. Younger individuals are taking the help of palm readers and daily tarots to navigate through uncertain periods in their lives. We're seeing a massive population of millennials that is now using tarot readings to predict as a prediction or as a platform to put an end to questions related to their uncertain future. There tends to be confusion around the subject of their careers and work-life balance. Difficulty in finding love or being lonely, even buying property and much, much more. So they're using this divination tool to navigate the questions and chores of everyday life. And my question to you is, how do you feel about that? How do you use this particular divination tool in your world? You know, what's a healthy balance? Everything has to be in balance, right? What's a healthy balance of using this tool? You know, if you look back over history, all kings and emperors had advisors, and many of these advisors used different divination tools to help predict and guide those individuals in the decisions and the choices that they made. So, what do you think about the millenniums using that tool? Do you use the tool? You know, some behavior scientists believe that millenniums are looking for several things through the use of the tools. So, not only do they think that the millenniums are using it to ascertain some sense of control, but they're also using it as a tool or an element of self-discovery to learn about themselves, to grow. For those of you who pick card number 3, you pick the card of balance, card number 47, together. How beautifully organic the universe is. We started off with card number 1, the yin and yang card, and we're finishing off with card number 47, the balance of the together card. I wish you guys could see the imagery of this card. It is absolutely beautiful. My description of what this card looks like would not give it justice, so I'm not even going to try. So let's get into what this card means for you guys. So if you take a look at the imagery on this card, you will see that the geometry of the fruit of life and the star tetrahedron informs the message of this card. These symbols enhance the intent of balancing the male and the female aspect. Balanced sharing will become co-creation, and it will demonstrate a holistic way of interactions. For those of you who picked card number 3, you are seeking greater balance in relationships. Is the union of your inquiry one of love or one of business? Any relationship is a delicate act of balancing respect and understanding between individuals. Whether in regards to chores that must be done, or the deadlines businesses dictate. Even in a balanced relationship, incidents arise that will challenge the equation of love and power. The longer an imbalance continues, the greater is the challenge in regaining respect and equilibrium. Be advised to recognize and move towards correcting any inequities and misunderstandings as quickly as you possibly can to avoid any unnecessary hurt feelings or loss of productivity. Living and loving in balance is a gift that will enhance growth and the joy in your life. Welcome back to Tarot Tuesdays. Oh my goodness, this has been such a fun topic for me this week to be able to bring you a tad bit of information about the origins of the tarot deck and to explain how the deck is split out into the various types, the major and the minors and the breakdowns within that, and the basis from which tarot readers are able to pull the information or gather that information regarding the reading or the situation that was posed. So it's quite interesting topic for me. There are so many different tools of divination out there, and we here will be bringing you little tidbits of information on Tuesdays that will hopefully spark a little curiosity in yourself, and that will encourage you to learn a little bit more about the topics. Again, for those that are new to tarot, just approach it with an open heart and an open mind. There may be so much that you can learn about unknown or uncommon things to you by approaching them with an open heart and open mind. But we would like to end this episode with thanking each and every one of my soul tribe for tuning in this week. We are trying to get to a more consistent recording of our podcast. We just have quite a few things in the pot right now, and we need to get balanced. Maybe some of those cards were for us, but we need to get balanced and we need to get a tad bit more organized. We just have so many things going on as well. If you have not checked out our Facebook group, we are the Oracles of Amun-Ra, or the Priestess of Amun-Ra. You can find us on Facebook. Sometimes we do some postings there as well. The Oracles are studying, this is a time of a rebirth for everyone. So rebirth, renewal, reinventing yourself, a time to heal and get centered. So we're doing a lot of that ourselves here at Enlightened Perspectives and Sirius Wellness Center. We're trying to consolidate and focus our energies and our into one alignment of consistent thought and delivery. So, with that being said, until next we meet, my soul tribe.